Tonight, one of the most complete offensive performances we've seen from your team this season, in your mind?
Yeah, I would have liked for us to turn the ball over less. But I thought, with the exception of like a 4 or 5 possession stint when they went zone, I thought we just kind of froze a little bit, which, you know, will happen. We got kind of worked out of that, but you know, one of the biggest thing that we've talked about, you know, from the beginning of the year and kind of found it again last game is, you know, let's be obviously unselfish. And, I felt like we had that tonight. That's generally when you do that, good things will happen. And we played pretty good on top of it tonight.
Aaron, Joe, with the career high tonight, are you seeing improvement in his form, technique, that sort of thing, shooting?
I've told him this, and I usually don't pride myself in, you know, coaching shooting. I usually try to stay away from it, at least during the season. But, you know, he needs to not consider whether he should shoot. Like, he's kind of, you know, pensively waiting to just catch it and shoot it. And Dante, too. It must be like a something from down under that they but both of them, when they catch and shoot and they don't hesitate, I think Joe's a better shooter. And he didn't do that tonight. I don't want him to get carried away. Don't tell him I said that. He's still got to take good shots, but I thought he was confident, and and the shots he took were good shots. If he doesn't shoot those, and he usually ends up with the ball again. A lot of times at the end of a clock, with a virtually impossible shot. So it's better when we take those when they're open, and he made them tonight.
John, Trey Burke came in the second quarter, hit 4 3-pointers for you, really. Got a big spark going for the second unit. Mm. Is that kind of an example of what you felt he was capable of when you moved into the bench?
Well, you know, I think Trey's capable of a lot, you know, and that's one thing that he can do is score. I think he really, tonight, a couple times in transition too, he dropped the ball off. I mean, he was one of the guys that is finding a good balance between scoring and playmaking. And the other thing that I thought he did, you know, is he guarded. And, when your point guard is at the point of attack, is tough-minded defensively and is willing to talk, I think that anchors your whole defense. So I did like his aggressiveness off the bench. I like his aggressiveness all the time. But when he's out there with that group, there's usually more of a need for buckets. You know, he's not out there with Fave or Gordon during that time.
On the flip side, Dante Exum starting for you guys, seemed like he was passing the ball really well and as well as shooting it well. I mean, is this role more suited for him, and what have you seen particularly out of his passing game that's worked so well?
I think that it's kind of counterintuitive, but the more he attacks with the ball, the better a passer he is. You know, he's not kind of telegraphing his passes. He's not trying to fit passes. He's just playing instinctively. And he's got really good court vision. He's a good decision maker, but it's a little bit like I said with Joe. I want him to make the read before he gets the ball. And when he does that, you know, he's capable of making plays.
Jed, have been happy with your team defense to force 17 turnovers and get 9 steals. As a group, can you evaluate how they played defensively, holding at 73 points?
Yeah, I think that's been a priority for us, just trying to get more active. And there's a number of things that you can point to that demonstrate that, whether it be deflections. You know, I'd like to see us get a charge or two. I think that'll show, you know, even more aggressiveness in our shifts from the weak side. But we're playing more as a group. And as a result, when you trust each other more, you can be more active and more aggressive because you feel like someone's got your back. Okay.
Thanks, Coach.
All right.